Okay, so first of all, I want to thank Jeff Weinberg, Meridian, and Ralph and the Chevron Meridian, all the Shiurim, all of the years. We should continue to all learn together in Yerushalayim, Mitzvah Hashem.
Mm-hmm.
And also the Shiurim, Zeche Nishmas, a Jew that I never met, but I heard wonderful things about. It says, Yartzeit, his name is Avram Ruvain Ben David Yitzchak Al Vashom. This learning should be a schus for his neshama. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're on page Reish Lamed Vav in the old edition, Lamed Vav and Reish Tes. We're talking about Mishpat. We're not talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu judging us, we're talking about judging ourselves. And to the extent that we judge ourselves, then we are able to be mamtik all of the dinim of Hashem's judgment. And we're able to enter into an honest and real conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the tachlis of our limud. Neshbarach lefan of sichi is by those mishpat. Judging oneself. So we're on the bottom of page Reish Lamed Vav, Reish Tes. Im b'yoshvar lefnei Hashem b'his by those yasek ach rak b'chelik atfila. The person wants to skip over the time of mishpat, of introspection and talking about his own failures and challenges and so on, and wants to get straight to the davening. And he doesn't have what Rabbi Nachman, we saw last week, Rabbi Nosson, what they call liyashiv dato b'chol yom, to come to this place of brutal honesty of oneself. If you don't do that, then you'll never turn back to Hashem. You'll never do tshuva. Even though you might have a general sense that there are things that are wrong in your life and things that need to be improved, but you're never really going to examine carefully. And because of that, you'll never really be able to do true tshuva. He's not going to know what needs to be changed and how to change his behavior. And because of that, even though he has a list of things to daven for, he doesn't really know what's most important to daven for. Because the tachlis of our lives is kirvas elokim. So he's davening, this person could be davening for all kinds of things, but what he needs most is to clear the air between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that he should be able to be karev to Hashem. And there are many things that are in the way. He's not talking about them. He's not being honest about them. It's like a person who has a long record of difficult behavior and so on with his wife or his kids, his parents, and then finally he agrees to go to the therapist. And all he wants to talk to the therapist about is tainus about his wife or his kids, or about the ball game, or about the World Series or something. So he can't really, he's not really talking about what he needs to talk about. All the other issues of his life, he wants to talk about work. He was never at a therapist's office before, so he has a lot of things that worry him. So he wants to talk about his job. He's worried about his job. He wants to talk about his learning. He wants to talk about all kinds of stuff. But the reason that he's there is because he's having a very, very difficult time with his relationships, with his wife or his kids. And that he does not want to talk about. So he's never really going to get to the tachlis of what is it in his life that's wrong. He's never going to get to that. All the ancillary things, all those other things are important. But that's not the inyan. So he's not talking about that. He's not asking about that. He's talking about other things. So he's never going to change. He sits and talks to the therapist about Lahavlam, talking to Hashem, but just as a marshal, he talks to the therapist about the weather. He doesn't know what to daven for. What he needs to daven for most, again, using this marshal of the wife and kids, what he needs to daven for most is, Baruch Hashem, open up my eyes to see how I've hurt these people. I love them, but I'm hurting them. Open my eyes to be able to see what they need from me, how badly they they need me to talk to them a different way, to show them my love. These are the real inyanim of his life. And instead, he's talking to the therapist about other stuff. So he doesn't really get to the inyan of what he needs to daven for. Eich lespal, how to daven? Madu yesh lo tzarech lespal. Doesn't even think that he has a tremendous need to daven. Or what's so terrible? What's wrong? V'divei Rabbeinu Hanal, yesh namir shakol mi shives Hashem bo, omid mishtoimim al amitas hadvarim. So the tzaddik here, the mechaber, wants us to come back and to look again at some of Rabbi Nachman's words, to see them again. Rabbi Nachman said, "Mishena oisik bezbardus," a person who is not oisik in his bardus, a person who does not engage in his bardus, "Azai ein lo pnai liyishev daito afilo pam echas kol yimei chayiv." He can go his entire life without true yeshiva das. Listen, that doesn't mean he doesn't go through Elul, he doesn't go through Yishrim Kippur, and he looks at the machzor, he looks at slichas, and he says certain things, and he sheds a tear. But to get to the real, to have yeshiva das, not as part of the yontif, as part of the required readings in the machzor, but to talk about his life in a real, honest way. Mati, you listening? In a real honest way, he's not getting to that place. So Rabbi Nachman says you can go his whole life like that. I feel upon my call you may chayev. Ha beit na ba ein ha emes v'tira kamat tzedik v'emes yesh b'dvarim ha'elu. He says, look again and think about Rabbi Nachman's words, and you'll see how much truth, how right these words are, how much truth there are to them. He brings on the bottom. I don't know if it's in the other edition, but over here. He brings a footnote in Lamed Hey from the Chavetz Chaim. The Sefer Kitzur told us Chavetz Chaim. Is it in the Reish Tes edition also on page Reish? Yeah, I don't know. It's not there. It's interesting. Why would anybody want to censor something from the Chavetz Chaim? I don't know. So it's brought here in the Kitzur told us of Chavetz Chaim from his son Rabbi Yalei. That he heard from the Chavetz Chaim, quote, there's a quote from Chavetz Chaim, the Chavetz Chaim said, it's a wonder in his eyes, that even a person who owns a tiny little shop, some tiny little store, a little makolot or something, even a person who has a tiny little store. I remember we had these cousins that are no longer alive. My father had these cousins that lived in Old Sanhedria, and he had a makolot that was like a closet. Somehow there was a lot of stuff in there, but it was a closet. I remember we used to go visit. My father would leave money without taking anything. But they had a little closet, and he had this, you know, initially they used these kohinot, this little pad, a notepad. We had from 1949, he still had the brown, I'm talking about this 35 years ago, that their pages were brown. He had from people, you know, these poor people in Yerushalayim who took milk and who took eggs, and he has they written down, you know, that they owed him 4 liras. In those times it was liras, you know, and how many agurot he had written down there. My father used to always say to him, Srulik, so you're still waiting for this year there already is Noilam Ha'emes for many, many years. It could be his Yarshim already in Noilam Ha'emes. And he said, I have it here. One day maybe they'll pay me. He has this whole little notepad. So Chavetz Chaim said, even a person with a little makolet, listen, Pinchas Luchtov Akifasel, he keeps notes with that. With his chayvis, with what he took in and what he paid, what he owes, vachnosa vaitzoshala, he keeps a little notebook, and now it's on a computer, but he keeps a little notebook. Lecheshben ha'odem im nafsho ein mashgichin klal. Chavetz Chaim said, it's amazing to me that every single shekel, every single penny, even in a tiny little shop, the person has written down. But the cheshbon ha'adim im nafshay, but when it comes to a person's life, his very existence, ein mashgichim klal, doesn't keep a cheshbon. Leidia matzava ha'im haschar rubel ha'hefsed, how's he doing? How's it credit and debit? How's his profit and losses? Profits and losses. And what happens? He says, the Chofetz Chaim says a person waits until this life is over and he gets to the next world. Over there, the first thing that happens after the initial interview is that he has a cheshbon. And they open up his note, the note, they open up the notes. But this is already l'acha ma'isa. Like it says in Kehelis, over there, you can't take care of those chayvus. But the mahazal he afshal asakin, halay afshal asakin. In this world, these things could have been taken care of. So I think that's an important note from Chofetz Chaim. I don't know why it was taken out. Ala posik. So now, this posik in Tehillim, it's a hard pasuk. Ala pasuk v'sam derech erenu b'yesha Elokim. V'sam derech, Chazal make v'sam into v'sham, but v'sam derech erenu b'yesha Elokim. I think the English translation, the simple English is, to him who improves his way, the person is sam derech, I will show the Yeshua of Hashem. That person will see Hashem's Yeshua. Hashem will show him his Yeshua. V'som derech arenu b'yesha Elokim. Darshu Chazal. So the Gemara darshens on that. V'som derech misha sham b'chaysav yizke v'yira b'yesha Elokim. So as Chazal will often do, and you know that the shin and the sin can be read interchangeably. So it says in Pasuk, v'som derech, the one who improves his ways. But then the way that Chazal, the remez that Chazal saw, if you move the little dot over and make it the v'sham derech, it tells a person the secret to how he can improve his ways. How one can improve his ways. What's the secret? How can one improve his ways? The Pasuk says, v'sham derech. V'sham, he makes himself a derech, v'sham derech. But which the Mefarshim explain means to improve. But how do you improve your ways? How do you just not keep on going day after day on the same derech? So Chazal say in the Gemara, Misha Shom or Chaysav. Now the word Shom is like the word Shuma, which means a person who counts. Shuma, to check, to count, to make a cheshbon. Misha Shom or Chaysav Yizke V'yira B'yesh Elokim. Meaning a person who examines his ways will be able to improve his ways. So Misha Shom or Chaysav Yochol Losum or Chaysav. Only a person who examines and makes a cheshbon of his ways will ultimately be able to make changes and adjustments in his ways. And that person, the Pasuk says, will see a Yesha Elokim, will see a Yeshua from Hashem. Had mashmos shel aposik he v'sam he misha sam sheminiach shemetaver lederech, which means sam, like to carve a path, which again means to improve, to carve, to make a path. Sam lasum, to place, to make. But Chazal say yiskem b'schus le'yesh lokim achazal darshu v'sam. They move the little dot over to the right. Claimer Misha Shom Miloshan Shuma Bedika Harach, like Shuma the Dainer, to make and to examine, to estimate. Claimer Misha Baidek Visham Umarech Vishaifet as Darko. A person who examines and judges, measures and judges his ways. Yizke Lirais Beyesha Lukim. That person will be zeichet to Yesha Elokim, not because he's getting this gift. Oh, I like you, you're a good guy. It's because he'll do tshuva. He's living a life of honest cheshbon and nefesh, of constantly reviewing and appraising in a healthy and optimistic and positive way. He's shom derech. that person who is shomderech will be shomderech. And the result of a person who lives a life of b'shomderech and b'shomderech is yesh elokim. That's what Chazal is telling us. He'll have a yesh elokim. Not because he is rachmanis and Hashem will rescue him. It's because he'll be zeichet to the tshuva. He'll be better. Chazal hitziu as a pasuk mipshutai. Chazal took this out of the pshat. Because a person who's not examining his ways, that's what we say tishuv nachshava drachenu v'nach kaira v'nashuva. That's what eicha. That's what the whole tishuv. Nach besedrachenu v'nashuva, and the result of that is Hashem is baruch will help. Be a yeshalakim. If you examine nach besedrachenu, that's what eicha says. To examine, nachbasadrachenu, let us examine our ways. After reading the whole miserable maisa of Eicha. Nachbasadrachenu v'nachkara, v'nashuven, we'll do tshuva. And we may, we could ask, Hashiveinu Hashem will help us. He'll help us to have a yesha elokim. Hashiveinu Hashem alecha v'nashuva, chadesh yameinu kekeda. A person who's not examining his ways doesn't know that he made a mistake. What's his mistake? He doesn't know. And yochel havin shetar. I think it was a smart Jew by the name of Einstein who said that it's a famous line. Who said that a person. Let me see if I get this right, Berach, that a person who repeats the same thing over and over and expects different results, that's the definition of insanity, of a Meshigana. You do the same thing over and over again, and you expect different results. Einstein says, that's a Meshigana. But think about it, how we do that all the time. We do that all the time. So how is he supposed to know, Bichlal, that he made a mistake? Shutzarech l'shanay. That means that you have to try something else. This way that you're trying, this is not going. And it's insane to think you're going to have different results trying the same thing. Shutzarech l'shanayis. Lot says, V'losim la'atzmai derech, page 1, Reish Lamaches, to make for oneself some derech, a new mahalach, a new path. Le'gi l'matzav, shubay odom, some la'atzmai derech hadasha. You keep on going down the same road and you get to the same place. It's the wrong place every time. So then you're a meshugana. You're a meshugana. If you study and try to understand how did I get to this place, how did I get to the destination that's the wrong destination, you study this, then you could change and have a different mahalach and get to where you want to go. Eif shabushum oif and rak aide shadam. Shom ubaydig is darko. Rabbeinu Roimezois, Rabbi Nachman is hinting to this in his Torah on Ve'elam Mishpatam Asher Tosim. Klaimer, Rak im Todun Vitishbait is Atzmacha. So again, Rabbi Nachman, the word Tosim, Elam Mishpatam, Mishpatam is Mishpat. Mishpat means judge yourself. You're your own judge and you're the jury. And judge yourself. We're not talking about Hashem judging you. We're talking about judging yourself. Cheshman and Nefesh. The little notebook. And make a Cheshman and Nefesh. That's the part of Mishpat of his Bardas. So Rabbi Nachman says, Ve'ela Mishpatim. And now we're learning Asher Tosim. So now we have a new understanding. That Tosim is V'som Derech. Mishpat is a way of carving a new path in one's life. Because Mishpat means V'som Derech. So Asher Tosim is Asher Toshim. By examining, again, Shom Derech means to examine, to study, to measure. So it all comes together. Ve'el mishpatim Asher Tosim. Klaim Erak im todun v'tishpat es atzmacha. Ve'el ha-mishpatim. These are the mishpatim. Mishpatim is not for people to sit on the bezdin on a Sanhedrin. Ve'el mishpatim, Rabbi Nachman says, is for every person. You come to his berdus. And right after you begin, of course, with Shevach and Haidah, then you go to Ve'ela Mishpatim. Azai, when you do that, Asher Tosim, then you can come to v'sam derech. You can carve a different path in your life. You could daven for what you need to daven, and you could honestly talk to Hashem about the things in your life that really need improvement, not about other things, but to get to the inyan. Tuchal losam lucha. The natural instinct of a person is to who goes to his brothers is to talk about the things that he feels Hashem is doing wrong, the mistakes that Hashem is making in his life, but to talk about that, but not to go to the meaning to judge Hashem and to cry, to complain about the problems that he has. Rabbi Nachman is telling that's not the way to begin his burdens. The way to begin his burdens is v'en l'shpotem ha'shetosim lifneim. Shetosim lifneim. And we already learned that when a person takes responsibility, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries with him and says, no, it's I'm part of this. I'm part of this. Nachemu ami. That's why right after Tisha B'av, when we go through a time of Nachbis Adrochenu v'Nach Kaira, and we ask Hashem, Hashivenu, Hashem Alecha v'Nashuva, then Hashem as well gives us Shabbos Nachmu, and he gives us Nechama, even on Tisha B'av. In the afternoon, he gives us Nechama, and then he gives us Tu B'av. But you have to first go through a Tisha B'av of Nachbis Adrochenu v'Nach Kaira. Now we could understand a little bit what Rabbi Nachman is saying. Rabbi Nachman says that we saw this last week. The reason that people are so far from tshuva, who rak mipnei she'ein lehem yishev adas. You hear this? Rabbi Nachman says rak mipnei. The only reason that a person is far from tshuva is because he is not making this cheshmer with yishev adas, sitting quietly, and going through this time of Ve'elam Mishpatim. V'im Yeshvu Daitam, if a person would sit with Yishuv Adas and to honestly, and again, honestly, filled with hope and filled with love of Hashem and trust in Hashem's love, if a person would make this Mishpat, again, after going through all that he's grateful for and talking to Hashem about how much Shevach and how much praise and love and appreciation, and then to go into the Bezdin of himself, and Ve'elam Mishpatim with Yishuv Adas, Rabbi Nachman says, As Bevada Yeshuv Elasha. And that's why after Tisha B'av, then Yavelu, the whole Seder Hazmanim of this time is not to get clapped by Hashem, Chas V'Shalom. It's not to come to the conclusion, Im Ma'ois Ma'astonu, Katsafta Aleinu Ad Ma'oid. It's not to finish Eicha. We don't finish Eicha with You're disgusted with us and you hate us. We finish Eicha with hope. And after going through the whole Tisha B'av and all the horrible things that we remember and we talk about, the tachlis of all of that is Nachbis Adrachenu v'Nachkur v'Nashuva. And Hashivenu Hashem Alecha v'Nashuva. And then Hashem gives us Chizuk and Nechama. We have this Shiva Nechem to the 7 weeks of Nechama that bring us to Rosh Hashanah and to HaMelech and to come to that place of kivus elokim, which Hashem wants, it should be that we need to have a v'sham derech, to come v'sham derech, that for this coming year, for Tavshin Pei Gimel, that we carve out a new way this year, Mitzvah Hashem, a new path, a new different way, each one fair. We try to have a better way this year. That's the whole Seder Hazmanim that we're in right now. It's a gevaldige yontiv of Neis Rotzen for a person to make a chesh. The whole Tisha B'av is a very strong Cheshvan and Nefesh. To come to that place, all the psukim of Eicha and all the kinas, very, 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 very strong to come to such a place. The Tachlis is not, of the Avelis is not Chas V'Shalom to be said, but to be Tzibrach, and it's to return. Hashem wants us to come back to Him. And the Rabbi Nachman said, as Bevada Yeshuv El Hashem, Bevada. So that's what he's saying. And the whole union of the world we're living right now, the world we're living in now, is the opposite of Yeshiva Das. And this whole business of Mishpat lishpait es atzmai. This is the furthest thing from the consciousness of the secular world in 2022, is to judge yourself. Forget about judging yourself. No one's allowed to judge you. Yourself? You don't judge yourself. But if anybody dares to judge you, then that person is a Rasha. You don't judge yourself, and nobody judges you. It's the opposite of Mishpat. Everything is without Mishpat now. Everything's without Mishpat. L'chayre tamua. Chima sha'olim rochik mitshuva hu rak beglal she'en lam yishuv adas. But the only reason that the world is not doing shuva is because of this lack of yishuv adas. Hayasiba yikar is yayetzahara. Every shmuz we ever heard in yeshiva was one thing. The Yetzirah, the devil made me do it. The Yetzirah made me do this. The Yetzirah made me do this. Shemachti Adam, the Yetzirah is what caused me to do this. Let the Yetzirah go have a mishpat. The Yetzirah made me do this. Veinim meniach lelosho, the Yetzirah is not letting me do tshuva. Everything is the Yetzirah. Now the Yetzirah is called the internet. And then years ago, the HR was called socialism, or communism, secularism, college, whatever, however it's mislabish, the HR. But the HR is, that's why we were always told the reason that I'm not doing shuva is because of my HR. What would we do without the HR? Be gefährlich. Would mamish be terrible without the HR? Hatshuva hi. The answer is, so what does it mean? Rabbi Nachman says, "Rak minesha en liyishiv adas." Hatshuva yivada yoposhetu shalaloya yetsar l'ha'adam chayte. Of course, if not for the yetsar person, if we didn't have that other side of us, nashpahamas yetsar, whatever, if we didn't have that force, that divided self, of course we wouldn't do any aveiros. Aval mikaven shim yisyashu bedaitos bevada yoshu b'lashem. What Rabbi Nachman is saying is that the Yetzirah cannot stand up to a person who has yishuv adas. The Yetzirah will never be menatzeach. He might occasionally be menatzeach, but the last patch he'll never have. A person who lives a life of his burdus with yishuv adas, with mishpat, bevada yoshu b'lashem. The Yetzirah wants to be menatzeach. The HR wants to win. The HR is interested in winning everything. In winning. Like Baal Tanya and Tanya, Ir Katana, the person's like a little city, and the Nefesh Bahamas wants to completely defeat, to win, to take over the city completely. A person who lives with mishpat and his boydus and mishpat is bevada yishvadas, bevada yoshev al Hashem. He might lose this particular skirmish. He might have a bad day, and there might be in the fila, but he's going to win. He's going to win because he's a person who lives with mishpat and yishvadas. He's going to win. I have one of the chevra that I told you many times. One of the chevra that I have that on the phone that sends me, you know, how many days he's been clean in his avoda, not falling into his old habits. So there was a person that was over 1,400 days. I'm talking about like a 23-year-old guy, 1,400 clean days plus. It was the biggest record that I have on the phone with the different chaver, over 1,400 days. And he had Nabuchadnezzar. He had a nefila. And then the next day, it was one. And I'm so blown away. Not 3 days later, not 4 days later. He didn't go out and get mangled in that misery of Avera Guerreros Avera. He didn't do that. He started again. One. Unbelievable. That's bigger than anything you could read in a sefer, that when I saw that one, because everything inside of him was saying that's it. I lost, and we're talking about already a couple of years of being completely clean of that inyan, and now he fell and again won. Because this is a person who lives in a world of mishpat, of yeshiva das. And he didn't let himself get taken away. So of course he says the Yetzer Hara causes a person to sin. It's not a suffix, it's bevada yoshiva l'Hashem. So the reason that he doesn't achieve is rakmat nation and yashiv daita. It's not miyashiv his das. Lachar chay, that moment after the chay. Of course, it's a very dangerous moment because at that moment after the chay, there could be a terrible yayush, and there could be this feeling of surrendering to that, giving in, and everything is finished. So that moment after the chet is very crucial. There's that bechira to do tshuva. The iav shaloshu b'tshuva rakei de yeshiva das. And Rabbi Nachman is saying, but you're not going to do tshuva if you just go on with life. You're going to have to do. You have to have yeshiva das. Hamachviach es adam loshu b'tshuva. Because yeshiva das, when it's honest, this mishpat, if it's honest, you're going to have to do tshuva. Mishpat, you're going to have to do tshuva. My wife and I, we were just driving back from the country, and we were listening to a fascinating podcast. I forgot his name. Maxwell? Malcolm Gladwell. You ever hear of him? Malcolm Gladwell? I don't know. But it was a fascinating, there's a lumdus in this podcast that we were listening to. And what it was talking, the inyan was a whole brilliant, story and analysis. Of what now we take for granted. We understand that drinking does not go with driving. They don't go together. And that a person that gets into a car when he's drunk is considered to be a reitzeach, a murderer. But it wasn't always like that. And he's talking about how after the probation, so half of America was shikha, when they were drinking, everybody was drinking again. There was a lot of drinking going on. And Stam, a person that was drinking, and he killed somebody by driving, it was considered to be an accident. Poshut, it was just an accident. In other words, it wasn't his fault. It wasn't his fault. He drank too much. It wasn't his fault. So society had sympathy for such a person. And the point that this Gladwell was making was that there was a very, very famous movie that was made around that time, a very famous movie that the whole country, the whole world was mishiga with this movie. And the original screenplay or the original script, there was this guy that was very, very depressed. His life was messed up and he was drinking a lot and he got into the car. And he was driving, and he was going crazy fast. And he went around a curve, and he hit another car. And the car he knocked off the road, and it went down. And the car exploded, went into fire, and the people were killed. And in the original script, this drunk driver gets out of the car, and he stands over there on the side of the road, and he looks at what he did, that he killed these people. And in the original idea was to have the light of the fire shining in his face, and this person with a horror on his face of what he did, that he killed these people. That was the original script that was written by a Jew. So this Malcolm explains that some young guys, some people in the office, they for different reasons they wanted to change that script. Listen to this. And instead they made a script that the guy smashed into a tree. That was, he was depressed and he was drinking and he smashed into a tree. And there was no tshuva. There was no inyan of tshuva at all. There was no cheshbon nefesh, not on his part. And because the country was not ready yet, society was not yet ready at that point to make a cheshbon nefesh to say that this guy that was drinking is a murderer. All it wanted to show is that his life was messed up and he was drinking too much and he hit a tree. And then afterwards, you know, whatever went on with the rest of the movie. He ended up, I think the guy said he ended up killing himself in the movie, this guy, this drunk. But what the point that this guy wanted to make, the guy with the podcast wanted to make, was that there was an opportunity, because in those years, I don't know how it is now, maybe the same, but in those years, when it came out a movie, remember in those years, in the 1930s, people didn't have a billion different ways of getting information or being entertained or being horrified or being enlightened. They went to a movie. Thus is thus. That was the head at a movie. So when you had a movie, that movie had a murderic impact on the whole world, on America in particular, on the whole world. And it changed ways of thinking. And he gave some examples how different movies changed ways of American culture, of our way of thinking, these certain movies. Because the whole world was to see a movie. So here there was an opportunity for the whole America to be uplifted, to be brought into a bezdin of honest bezdin of mishpat, a mishpat to say that a person who's drinking gets into a car is a ritzayach. He's pushed to the ritzayach. It's not that he hits a tree. He's pushed to the ritzayach. And to follow through with the consequences of what that means, and for him to make a cheshbon and nefesh on the ritzayach. And this Gladwell is saying it's an unbelievable avla that this is the way the country was thinking at that time, post probation. It's just, and he was saying that the whole American culture was just to drink and to drink and to party and to drink. You're free to drink and to party and not to take achrayas, not to take achrayas for this avla to sit and to even. Forget that the society didn't have a bezin for such a thing. They had sympathy for people like that, but the person wasn't shayfet himself. So the whole society was not in a place of Eila Mishpatim. There was no, what did I say? Oh, my wife sent me, no, I said probation. She said prohibition. I'm sorry. Yeah, I meant prohibition. I'm sorry, I had a little bit too much to drink before I started this year. I kept on saying probation. So my wife was here, so she heard me saying it. So she wrote me prohibition. It's a good thing I have a staff always standing around over here. Prohibition. My poor father, Sean, paid so much money for me to go to college. Came out such an amaretz. Prohibition. So there was no mishpat. There's no eila mishpatim at all. So if there's no sham derech, then there's no sham derech. And then there's no yesh elokim. And the whole, he was making a whole ishtalshlus about how, you know, obviously many, many people are going to get killed because, and many people could have been prevented from killing. He was explaining how in the 1980s, there was a famous actor, a Welts actor that died. He died from AIDS. A famous actor. I remember I saw movies of him when I was a kid. He was a big famous actor. And he died from AIDS. Until that time, this Malcolm says that until that time, nobody made a big deal about AIDS. You know, this one's dying, that one's dying, it's this one, whatever. They didn't make a big deal. After this movie star died, the whole country went crazy with AIDS. And the government gave hundreds of millions of dollars to try to find a cure for AIDS. Why? Because this guy, his name is Rock Hudson. I don't know if you remember. This movie star, Rock Hudson, is gestorben. You understand? He died from AIDS. And now the whole country, Rock Hudson died from AIDS. So it made a whole scenery in this Besden of America had to change. It's interesting. It's an interesting thing in it to think about how people are affected by that. So let's get back to Kedusha. In the world of Kedusha, Ve'elam Mishpatim is, Rabbi Nachman says that if a person lives a life of Yishuv Hadas, like that guy, it was a make-believe story in the movie, but that guy, if he hit a car and the car went off and people were killed and he's looking at this car and he's gewalt, gewalt, and he's miyashiv daito, what did I do my whole life? Because I'm drinking and now and I'm driving and I'm drunk and now look what I did. I killed innocent people. Look what I did with my life. The mevada, he'll do tshuva. And a person like that can stop drinking. He might need help. He has to go to rehab. But he'll stop drinking. He'll try to get better. He'll say, I can't go on living. They'll put him in jail. And maybe he'll do tshuva. But without that, so then he says, my yetzara. And that's exactly what America was saying. There's the yetzara to drink. And he had an accident. That was the mindset in the 1930s when it came to drinking accidents, you know, drunk driver. He had an accident. What do you mean an accident? A little bit of yetzara says it's not an accident. You were drinking. And if you're drinking, think about what the consequences are of drinking. If you're drinking, it means it throws you off. So you have this mahalach, one more for the road. That's what it was called. This guy wrote a book called One for the Road, right? One for the road. That's what they used to say in the 1930s and 1940s, 1950s. One for the road. Is that Yishuv Hadas? One for the road? It's not Yishuv Hadas. And if you and I would use this marshal, I think it's a good marshal, this Hashgacha Pratis, because I never heard this. I did. Last summer, we heard another podcast from this Malcolm. So we were listening to this on the way here, so I don't want to make any phone calls. I'm off the phone today. So we listened to this Malcolm. It's a gewaldig the way he put it. It's true. And it's Hashgacha Pratis. That's exactly what he's talking about. Liyashav Daito and Mishpat. And not only could it happen with an individual, a whole country doesn't have Yishuv Hadas. Think of what happened during COVID. Whole worlds without Yishuv Hadas. Was Einam Yashav Daitai to do tshuva. And now the whole thing is over, and there was no tshuva. Remember, we were all talking about 2 years ago, all kinds of things are going to be different, it's going to be so different, everything's going to be different, it's going to be different, it's going to be different. Everything's going to be different. So everything's so different. Yeah, everything. My davening, the time that I spend with my wife, with my kids, everything's going to be different. No more of these fancy $10,000 varts. Everything's going to be different. The chasna is going to be different. Life is going to be different. Everything's going to be with seichel. Everything's going to be done, is going to be done with humility, with Yiras Shamayim. Everything's going to be done in a different way. Everything's going to be different. We're going to all do tshuva. It's Tavshin Pei Bay. Soon it's going to be Tavshin Pei Gimel. Where's the whole tshuva? The world was never Miyashiv as Dayt. It was never Miyashiv as Dayt. They were just frightened people that were just like this and like that, but not with Yishuv Hadas. Not with his Baidus and Yishuv Hadas. That's what he's saying. Mipnei Shirak Ozu Yochol. Losim Leif, because only a person who is Sham Derech, who examines, who lives a life of examining his Derech, such a person can pay attention to the road. Heichen hu nim tzibarlam. Heichen hu nim tzibarlam. Eifu ani, heichen ani. Where am I in the world? Like in the story, like in the Super Maisis with the Lost Princess, and the guy, when he wakes up, where am I in the world?
Rakish
only when a person has Yisha V'das, he's Shaifer des Atzmai, Aide Zehu Som Derech. Klema Yosef and Nifrid Midaka Rod, he's able to get onto a different road, on the right path. Som Derech. Oilu Derech HaMelech. The Gemara, the Resh is a Pasuk, Al Kein Yomru HaMoshem Bo Cheshba. So the Gemara is dashing the pasuk there in Chukas of Yom HaMoishlam, Bo Cheshm with the Milchama over there. Okay, Yom HaMoishlam, Bo Cheshm. The Moishlam, the rulers will say, come to Cheshm. But Chazal say, these words, Moishlam and Cheshm, cannot be just a coincidence. Moishlam, and the name of the place is Cheshm. Okay, Yom HaMoishlam, Chazal say, Elo HaMoishlam B'Yitzram. Moishla means rulers, but it's the Gemara says the hint here is a person who wants to rule over his Yetzirah. In other words, if you want to be in control of your life, that's called Moishlim Al Ken Yomru HaMoishlim. If you want to be a Moishel over that Ir Katana that goes by your name, you want to be a Moishel over the city, meaning your life. You want to be a Moishel. You want to be in charge. You want to rule. The Nefesh Elokis. You want to be the balabas. So the only way to be a marshal is bo cheshbon. Come and make a cheshbon and nefesh. Bo, the Gemara says, bo v'nachshav cheshbonu shel olam. Not just a cheshbon. Cheshbonu shel olam. We'll talk about that in a second. Hef said mitzvah keneged schara. Like the guy in the makolet. How much you're making? What are your profits and what are your losses? What are you making as a result of your averus? And what are your profits and what are your losses? For the tachlis, what you say you want to get to? You want to get to Olam Haba. You want to get to be kirvus. You want to get to kirvus lekim. So make your cheshbon and nefesh. That's called cheshbon shel olam. It's called cheshbon shel olam. I once spoke about this. It's found in the Slonim Mesvarim. Cheshbon shel olam means to make a cheshbon of. Where am I in the world? In other words, what world do I live in? What is the world that I live in? The meaning of that is very, very simple. Let's say you want to get to the Olympics. You're in college and you love the Olympics and you want to get to the Olympics. You want to be a long distance runner in the Olympics. That's the olam that you're in. And your friends and everybody, that's your olam. Long distance running in the Olympics. And this is the first day of training for getting ready for the Olympics. The Olympics is going to be 8 years from now. And it's your first day of training. And you show up, and this guy shows up late for the first day of training for the long distance running in the Olympics that's going to be in 8 years. And the teacher, the trainer, says to this guy, he asks him, Hey, Yankel, where were you? So the guy says, I was having breakfast. So he asks him, what did you have for breakfast? The guy says, I had 8 pieces of French toast. I washed it down with 3 cups of coffee. And then I had for dessert, I had a chocolate milkshake for dessert with whipped cream in it. So the trainer says to this guy, look, you're in the wrong world. It's not just that you have, you had a big breakfast. You're bechlal not in the world of the Olympics. You're in a different world. You're in the world maybe for heart attack. You're in a different world. You're not in the world that's called the Olympics. You're living in a different world. You're living in a different world. It's not the pshat. You have to have one less piece of French toast. That's if you're living in the world of heart attacks. Then the doctor, we're not talking about that. You want to be a long distance runner. You came to the wrong place. It's the wrong world you're in. It's the wrong world. It's the wrong world. I don't give mishalim from our lives. It's the wrong world. And we can't give in our own lives We all say we want to go to Olam Haba, we want to have Dveikus Bashem and Kirvus Elokim, and we show up for all kinds of things. And the Baruch Shem is saying, he's got the wrong address. This is the wrong world. That's called Cheshbonah Shel Olam. Now, don't make just a Cheshbon of this particular thing. Make a Cheshbon of what world? Hey, where are you in the world? Heichan ani ba'olam. What world are you? What did you sign up for? You signed up for the Olympics? You signed up for Kivus Elokim? That's what you signed up for? This is not the road that leads to Kivus Elokim. This is not the world of Kivus Elokim. This is a different world. It's a different world that you're in. That's what the Gemara is saying. How can Yom HaMoshlim Elohim Moshlim be Yitzram? How do you do that? The answer is Bo Cheshbon. Bo Venachshav Cheshbonah Shel Olam. Make a Cheshbon of the world. That's the beginning of Yeshiva Das. Hef said Mitzvah Keneged Schara. Claim Haderach Shel Achafed Shem Limshal Be Yitzram V'Lei Rach Leipardim Menem Yulachshav Cheshbonah Shel Olam. V'hihi Derech HaMishpat. And that's exactly what we're learning is the Derech HaMishpat. The Yeshiva Das HaMizbeiros Beperek Zeh. V'divei Reb Nosson and Lekutei Lachas Mahur, Shahamishpat v'yishuv adas tzvichim lehi'os as b'yifan shu yoysov ne Hashem v'naysiv nays nimay. Mishpat is like you're sitting in a bezin, you make a bezin, and you sit, you have yishuv adas, you have a bezin, and you're sitting and you're talking back and forth with Hashem, naysiv nays nimay, and Hashem is asking you questions. Imagine Hashem is the judge, and the judge is asking you questions, or you're being interrogated, but you ask yourself those questions. And with that, you're beginning to see more and more things that you need help with, and you daven, you ask Hashem. She is galazev is darker. Then you daven Hashem, please, Your Honor, please help me to. I don't know what to do. I realize this is wrong. I'm drunk driver. I got to change. I'm asking you for your help. I need help. I need to be rehabilitated. So the mishpat, of course, is not enough. After the mishpat, after this bezdin, back and forth, so then you could really daven. Now we're talking about davening. Now your davening is because now you know what the problem is. Now you're being honest about the problem. So now the davening can be focused and directed to ask Hashem, Rabbi Shlomo, help me. This is I need help with this. But if you don't do that, if you don't have that yeshiva with us, what are you davening? You're davening about Hashem's problems. Hashem has a problem. You have problems in your life. So Hashem is driving while he's drinking. That's why Hashem got me into trouble. Instead of you being able to face the fact that you're the one that's the drunk driver, then you could daven. I need help. I have a big problem with drinking. I have a big problem. I need Hashem's. I need your help. That's called Yeshiva Das. That's the bezdin of Nachbas Derachedev Nach Kaira. And hopefully, if you go through this tissue will be the list. That it should be a time of Avelis, but it'll be a time that Nachbas Adrachein of Nachkar v'Nashuva, and we're going to return to Hashem's Baruch. And the next time is Tisha B'Av. Should be ready this time. The next Tisha will be the biggest counter, bigger than any of the Yom Tovim that we ever had in our lives, and we should be zeichet to celebrate again.